Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Property Records Search, Owners, Deeds, Permits. Check property records in Delaware, find owner info, search permits and purchase history, look up deed, tax, loan and lien records, and much more. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in DE. Read the source, https://delaware.propertychecker.com/. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Update, property update. Our office has two options for searching records online. Recorder of Deeds Online Records and Recorder of Deeds Cloud Search. Copies can be obtained on either platform. However, electronically certified copies are only available on our Cloud Search platform. Property Alert is also available on our Cloud Search system. This is a free program that will send you an email every time a document is recorded using your property ID number. It is best to search using your parcel ID number. A link is available below that will take you to the real estate tax system where you can look up your parcel ID number, public access options, Recorder of Deeds online records. Click here to look up your parcel ID number, Recorder of Deeds cloud search instructions for Property Alert. Learn more at http://recorder-deeds/public-access-sites. Delaware Real Estate Headlines, Building Permit Information and Forms, Description, Relevant to Real Estate Professionals Operating in DE. Read the source, /middletowndelpa.gov, SEC equals 3FB21AE600F6449F3-3C8F7-2F77DA937. Delaware Real Estate Headlines, Real Estate Commission in Delaware, how much to pay in 2026? The Real Estate Commission in Delaware can hit 5.5% to 6%. With Huzo's flat fee MLS service, you can skip this fee and save around $18,000. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in DE. Read the source, 8dw.huzo.com/blog, Real Estate Commissions in Delaware /. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most DE jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.